Welcome everyone to another episode of the Wizzo Report, where we bring you news, reviews, clues, and advice. I'm your host, Ray.
And I'm Corey.
Today we want to talk to you a little bit more about the get around or car sharing platform in general. And if you want to build your fleet and your credit is not in the best shape, what are your options?
Yeah, you really have to be creative with your financing. I mean, so get around allows you a lot of flexibility to build your fleet of vehicles, so much so that the car doesn't even have to be registered to you. The car can be a family member's vehicle. It can be your, you know, mom or dad may have an extra car that they're not using. It's in good shape. An aunt or uncle. You know, I always say that if you're going to use someone else's vehicle for this platform, make sure that the person that you're getting the vehicle from knows that you're doing it for that purpose and that you all have some type of agreement in writing.
That doesn't go without saying.
It's you know, we can't make any assumptions because we know that there are people who have done this.
Yeah, you're right.
And then someone finds out, oh, you're using my car for hire. You know, and then, you know, am I getting a cut from the revenue? And if you don't have that stuff in writing, that can turn into a legal situation too. So that's a creative way to approach it if you do it the right way to build your fleet if your credit is not where you want it to be.
Yeah. And you're kind of going down another route there. You know, don't use credit at all. You know, outside of someone else's vehicle, you know, use cash cars.
Yeah, you can use cash cars if you have the cash to purchase them. If you're trying to build your fleet and credit is an issue, cash probably is an issue too. But there are other ways around it. You know, you can look to get a personal loan. I mean, you have to be careful with the interest rates on those things.
Those are usually really high.
But at least with a personal loan, there is no lien. So it's an unsecured loan that you can get. But of course, if you have troubled or, you know, credit's not where it's supposed to be, those interest rates can be in the double digits with probably a 2 standing in front of it.
I know individuals that have bad personal credit, but their business credit may be in better standing. So,
I mean, that situation may be okay. But for most banks, the first loan that you get in your business credit, under your business credit, you're going to have to personally guarantee that loan, which means they're going to check your credit score. And if your credit score is not where it's to be, where it's supposed to be, then of course it's either going to get not approved or you're going to get a very high interest rate.
Yeah. So there's definitely some ways out there
I personally believe if you have one vehicle on there, work that vehicle, save some money, pay down some debt, get your credit score upwards to where it needs to be in a good space, and then go and try to, you know, build your business credit using your own personal credit, of course, and then try to build it that way. And if you get, you know, you get some extra funds on the side, you know, you can get a cash car. And, you know, those avenues can be interesting too, depending upon which avenue you choose to go down.
You know, in general, I think 2 of the vehicles out of the 8, you know, were cash on our platform.
Yeah.
And there's another video out there. You can find it. But we talk about which cars were more profitable versus the other. And surprisingly, the cash car performs very well. And it was almost a 10-year-old vehicle. So, you know, like Corey said, you know, if you just get that one vehicle and start to reinvest in the business, you know, just know that it's a journey, not necessarily a sprint. You know, you definitely can get to, you know, having a fleet. It may take several months to get there instead of just being, you know, purchasing several cars at once, but that's definitely a route.
Yeah, the most successful experience we had with a cash car was buying a 2011 Nissan Versa. Car had a little under 100,000 miles when we bought it. Didn't need any repairs at all to it at all. I mean, at all. We needed to get around to put their device on it, put it on the platform, and it was averaging $1,100 a month in revenue, and the vehicle was paid off. So, you know, those are some things that you can think about. You keep working those types of situations, you can really build a fleet, start paying down some debt, build some credit up. Then you can start going down the credit route if that's the route you choose to go. But be very careful, of course, when you're buying cash vehicles off of Facebook Marketplace or any other platform. Do your due diligence. Yeah. Be very careful.
That's a whole nother video in itself.
Yeah, it is. Sure. I mean, but you got to really, really be careful about that. Yeah. But creative ways to build a fleet.
Yeah. And I would say, too, you know, it's not limited just to a car sharing business, but any business that you may start, don't rob from it too soon. You know, make sure you reinvest in that business in the very early stages so that it has time to grow roots and, you know, you're able to really, you know, do some expansions in the future. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think so many business owners that start out this way, they want to allow a baby to be your source of income and it hasn't proven itself yet. So you're trying to put all the pressure on that infant business situation or idea that you have to take care of you. And that is the worst thing that you can do. That needs to be a stream of income, not the only stream of income.
You will definitely stunt the growth of that business by taking all the resources out and not reinvesting them in the beginning.
Yeah. Because you're living off of money that you really should be putting aside in case of a rainy day that pops up. When the rainy day pops up, right. When the rainy day pops up and then you don't have any funds to maintain the vehicle. And that's another thing. I don't think many people understand the demographic of people who rent these vehicles are very hard on them. They, you know, will run over potholes, curbs. Walls. I mean, they will do anything. And guess whose bill it is that who you're going to have to handle that.
That passenger side front tire, I mean, it gets no love. They use it as a parking detector, a curb detector. It's just, that is the ashiest wheel on the car. Every time I see it get a vehicle back, I mean, I don't really think the Nissan Rogue is that big of an SUV, but apparently, I mean.
Yeah, you have some people who, I'm not sure where they got their driver's license from, but they just get in the car and it's like, you see, walls are meant to be avoided, not to be hit. Yeah. It's like a curb, go around the curb, don't hit. So when those tires blow out, you know, when you have front end damage or any of that other stuff, I mean, it's yours. You gotta pay for that stuff. And get around is not going to be paying for it.
It's a very thin line between someone damaging the car and just having what they call general wear and tear. Because a lot of times that just shows up on general wear and tear and it's not something that you can reimburse for. So
absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. That general wear and tear is not the average general wear and tear. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be paying some money out of pocket. Not, I mean, just talk about the cleanliness part of the maintenance of it. That's a big part about it. People are going to smoke in your car. Mm-hmm. They're going to smoke cigarettes. They're going to smoke weed. Just get used to it. There's no way to really prove unless they leave ashes inside or leave the actual cigarette or the joint in there. You have nothing to prove back to get around about anything. So
it's hard to take a picture of a smell.
You can't.
it's been really difficult to get those claims approved. So
it's just a lot of things to take into consideration when you're trying to build your fleet. Take into consideration the full picture of everything that you have to do to maintain the car from A to Z before you start biting off another one, because you could have two of them down at one time with major problems and that just will sink. It'll just tank everything for you. Yeah. But yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's
a good question.
That's actually something you want to get out of the way and understand before you have those cars piled up in your driveway. I will say it really makes your customer's experience very difficult if they have to pay for parking. So you want to find a place where it can be picked up or stored or housed. The home location is what get around calls it. You want to make sure that it's somewhere that's easy access and free parking. That's the first thing to look for. And that's really easy to find in the city. It's a little bit more difficult to find when you're near the airport.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, the city has become even more challenging lately because all the free parking spots have now become paid. So, you know, you park it there and you're not paying. It's not the renter's responsibility to pay it. It's yours as the host. So you have it there and you're not paying it, a boot gets on it. The boot is now your responsibility. Get Around's not going to pay for it. So you got to find locations that are going to be feasible for a renter to be able to pick it up, drop it off, and it's safe and it's not going to cost you.
We haven't given it a lot of time, but we did try it one time to get a relationship with their local business and see if we can leave cars in their parking lots.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't revisit it again, but it wasn't as smooth of a process as we thought.
I mean,
it depends
on how you approach. I mean, it's all about your approach. Yeah. You know, there are body shops that are out there that don't affiliate with rental car companies. You find one of those and they have a parking lot. It's the best way to go in there, pitch your idea. Hey, I can leave this vehicle here. I'll even give you some money back as a rebate. Can I park it here and still advertise to your customers that if you want to rent a car, please rent this one. Mm-hmm. And this is how you do it. That's another creative way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Nice. So hopefully these tips work out for you. I think these are great avenues to get the fleet started.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, be creative. Don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, all of us have gone through challenging times definitely. In life that may have placed our credit in a place where you didn't want it to be.
Yeah.
Where you are doesn't mean you have to stay there. So you just have to think about how to get yourself out of it. You know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and build the business that you envision.
Yeah. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of The Wizzo Report.
Please make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We appreciate your time and thank you for watching.